A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Once upon a time, of all the good days in the year, on Christmas Eve, old Scrooge sat busy in his counting house. It was cold, bleak, biting weather, foggy withal. The door of Scrooge's counting house was open, that he might keep his eye upon his clerk, who in a dismal little cell beyond a sort of tank was copying letters. Scrooge had a very small fire, but the clerk's fire was so very much smaller that it looked like one coal. But he couldn't replenish it, for Scrooge kept the coal box in his own room, and so surely as the clerk came in with a shovel, the master predicted that it would be necessary for them to part. Wherefore the clerk put on his white comforter and tried to warm himself at the candle, in which effort, not being a man of a strong imagination, he failed.
"A Merry Christmas, Uncle! God save you!" cried a cheerful voice.
It was the voice of Scrooge's nephew.
"Bah!" said Scrooge. "Humbug!"
He had so heated himself with rapid walking in the fog and frost, this nephew of Scrooge's, that he was all in a glow. His face was ruddy and handsome, his eyes sparkled, and his breath smoked again.
"Christmas a humbug, Uncle! You don't mean that, I am sure."
"I do. Merry Christmas! What right have you to be merry? What reason have you to be merry? You're poor enough."
"Come then, what right have you to be dismal? What reason have you to be morose? You're rich enough."
Scrooge, having no better answer ready on the spur of the moment, said,
"Bah!"
again, and followed it up with,
"Humbug!"
"Don't be cross, Uncle."
"What else can I be when I live in such a world of fools as this Merry Christmas? Out upon Merry Christmas! What's Christmas time to you but a time for paying bills without money? A time for balancing your books and having every item in them through a round dozen of months presented dead against you. If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled with his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart. He should."
"Uncle."
"Nephew, keep Christmas in your own way and let me keep it in mine."
"Keep it, but you don't keep it."
"Let me leave it alone then. Much good may it do you. Much good it has ever done you."